Hello, my name is Mark. Welcome to episode 40 of the Fitness for Humans podcast. This will be the last episode of this season as I will be trying to refocus the rest of my time as far as studying for my CPT as well as enjoying some of the holiday season that's coming upon us here. I want to apologize to everybody. I am coming out a little bit late with this final episode. I promised it over a week ago. Unfortunately, it just hasn't materialized as far as time and things, the way the holiday fell for me and everything like that. But, you know, I'm actually driving in my car right now trying to do a little bit of multitasking here to make sure that I at least got this out to wrap up the season, because I think it's very important to end on a few key notes here, just to kind of wrap up what we've discussed so far in this season, just make sure I hammer home some points on things to kind of remember to stay focused on through the winter as we go into next year. So the first thing that we, you know, I think was a big key point that we touched on this year with our fitness goals and how we should align things would be, you know, is making sure we implement the intermittent fasting. I know there are people that would say that it's kind of a fad, it's kind of a ineffective way to go. It's not necessary to do any type of fasting, and really to achieve goals, it's not necessary to necessarily implement the fasting. But there are just so many proven benefits that come with doing the intermittent fasting, and I've touched on a lot of key points earlier this year. If you need a refresher on that, feel free to go back on that. It's one of the things that I think is going to be so beneficial for you moving forward, is if you're able to introduce the fasting. Remember, as in all things, you know, when you're approaching something like this, is to take it slow and give your body time to adjust when you're making some sort of drastic change like this. Making sure that you surround yourself with success at all times. Okay, this pertains to food, as far as, you know, making sure you're only keeping things in your house that are beneficial to your goal, that way you're not tempted to eat, you know, the bad things. So we all have moments of temptation and weakness. You know, even myself, you know, I've been on a pretty clean kick for a few years now, but I still, you know, have, you know, moments where I have cravings for certain things. So not having those things around me has really gonna help me stay on track in those tough times. But even outside of the food that you surround yourself with, you know, the people you surround yourself with, making sure that you're constantly receiving new information and new motivation from people around you that are similar minded when it comes to this stuff. Now, obviously, people are going to have different ways of going about things and different advices for certain things because of, you know, certain things they've experienced that work for them. Everybody's different. Find your own things that work for you. But surrounding yourself with like-minded people as far as, you know, improvement is going to go a long way as far as helping you stay on track with your improvement and staying focused on your goals. Making sure that we prioritize exercise, okay, guys? This is something we've kind of talked about in the past as far as, you know, how a lot of people, you know, say they don't have time for certain things. The truth of the matter is there's always time. I mean, I have, you know, have an extremely busy life with my kids and jobs and studying, and, I had a hard time finding time to, you know, release this last episode. You know, I'm well over a week late, you know, releasing this episode, but, you know, I still made sure that I did not skip a workout in that entire time. Even though as busy as I was, I made sure I prioritized my exercise. And one of the things that I've done, I'm not saying anybody else needs to do this, but I've adopted a mentality that I actually wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning now to get my workout done in the morning. That way, regardless of what's happening in the afternoon or evening or how I'm feeling, the workout is the first thing that I complete during the day. That way, that's something that, if anything else gets skipped, that does not. So I'm not saying everybody needs to go to that extreme as far as prioritizing their exercise, but there's always time to be had for things that you really want. And a lot of times when people claim they don't have time to exercise or to make any type of steps in their improvement, it is because their priorities are not straight. So that's something that maybe we got to do a little self reflecting on to make sure that we prioritize the right things. Okay. When it comes to our exercise, make sure a big point that we've hammered on this year is don't overdo your cardio. I've mentioned it in several episodes. You know, 20 to 30 minutes of your cardio. Now, obviously, you know, people will ask questions. You know, like, well, what about, you know, if you're training for a marathon? You know, and you, obviously, you need to build up endurance and you need to train for a long time. But that really, the only thing that's good for is running. It's not going to be good for your body composition. It breaks you down so much in the long run. When it comes to your exercise, make sure you're focusing on your resistance training. Now, there are several different things that come with this, you know, as far as, you know, one, you know, looking better as far as making sure that, you're building up some better muscle definition through your resistance training. But you're building up good muscle density. And what this does for you is it allows you to burn more calories. The more dense your muscles are, the more calories your body's going to burn just to maintain the physique that you're building. And one thing that I'm learning is that if you prioritize a higher protein diet, you are spending a lot more calories just digesting that food, because protein, it takes a lot more actual calories to digest protein than any other macronutrient. So something to kind of keep in mind there as far as when you're adding up your macros and trying to focus on which ways to go. Not all macros are important, but I'm just saying a little perk of consuming higher protein can go a little way with theirs. But I mean, you know, focusing on the resistance training, like I said, is gonna improve, you know, so much as far as your energy and your ability to maintain in shape. Good muscle density is going to be so important for that. Don't be afraid of the fruits. You know, we've talked about that in the past, you know, as far as, you know, people talk about, you know, the natural sugars and, you know, how sugar is sugar and yada, yada, yada. You know, fruits have very many health benefits. Obviously, just like anything else, you don't want to overconsume, but, you know, it's definitely not something to shy away from, because there are plenty of good health benefits to be had from consuming fruit. Supplements. We've discussed supplements, different types of vitamins and minerals and creatine even, you know, and my message on this would be to just do supplement as it pertains to your goal. Okay. Know your body. Something we've kind of mentioned a lot of too, is making sure that, you know, you have a really good idea as far as where you're at, what it's going to take to get there, how your body reacts to certain things, and knowing what your goal is. So that's going to be something that's going to be important to keep in the back of your mind when if you consider supplementation. And finally, set the example for those around you. Okay, guys, if you have kids, if you, you know, have some people that could benefit from any knowledge or any motivation that you can provide, try to be the guiding light. Okay, this is going to be something that is just going to help people in your inner circle as well as yourself. So you know, these are a lot of key points that we've touched on throughout this season. I think these are the big things to take away from this season. We've touched on a lot of things, but these are things that I find that I'm reiterating a lot, whether it's in the podcast or otherwise. So you know, I do want to make sure that I kind of hammer home on these things, because I think going into the off season for us here, this is going to be something that we kind of got to try to keep in our minds, you know, coming into the next season. So we'll be back with season two, hopefully in January. That's when we started season one. Hopefully by then, things will have calmed down a little bit as far as me being able to focus a little bit more time to shift to releasing more episodes. Like I said, I'm you know, kind of in the process of studying and hoping to be testing soon for my certified personal trainer license. That's kind of taking up a little bit of time right now, but you know, I want to thank everybody that's been along for this journey. It's been a fantastic year. We've had listeners in 16 different countries by the end of it here. 5 countries really listen consistently, and I want to thank everybody that has been along for the ride, and hopefully I can see you guys again next season. Till next time, so long.